change systems, total quality management, process re-engineering. So change systems are there. See, changes are important. In your life also, change is important. And if you adapt, if you accept the change, yes, it's going to be a very fantastic improvement in you. So in this way, always we have to improvise and re-engineer our processes to have a very good quality management. Service quality, focus on healthcare. The service sector accounts for 70% of jobs and is expected to go up to 85% in the near future. Actually, service industry is the one of the best industry today. Even the development or the IT sector has gone into the service industry. So healthcare industry is one of the best industries today for, you know, from a business perspective. For the success of such sector, quality management and continual improvement are simply mandatory. Obviously, the day you stop giving quality, the day people will stop coming to you. As simple as that. In service industry, it is not enough if only the product or service meets the customer requirement, but the employee behavior must also meet the customer's expectations and must be of a high standard. And for this, I want to give you an analogy of an air hostess or a purser in an aeroplane. You have to understand that obviously that is their job, but they are doing it with very diligent manners. So at every time you press bell in that to call that air hostess to give you something, you know, like water or some service is not correct, they immediately say with a smile on their face, they give you a perfect service. You have to, as a healthcare service, I'm not telling you that you can do that, but you have to actually imbibe these positive qualities in your healthcare service. So if you take inspiration from those people who do all the service with a smile on their face, obviously the liking of your particular customer to you as a patient would be obviously good. And why not? Because patient is always, when he is depressed, when he is in disease, he is always in a very low mood. You have a small smile can increase his mental status. Thus, the service concept is a combination of both technical as well as human behavior aspect. Human behavior aspect is very difficult to quantify, measure and control. Absolutely. Because humans are absolutely unique and therefore their behavior is unique. You never know what kind of situation would like a particular human and what kind of situation would place a human into a very mental distress. Healthcare services are one of the pure service business like education, banking, insurance and legal service. So healthcare service is one of the important, and that is why service focus over this particular healthcare industry is very, very important. Healthcare service quality is a comparison of patient expectation with performance. Here the patient includes patient's relatives as well and the near and dear ones. You must have experienced that there is a, suppose let us take one example. When there is a patient who comes who's actually he's got multiple fractures, multiple injuries, and the custom and all his friends are, especially the leaders, you know, they are absolutely flooded with all their, you know, henchmen and all those people who actually crowd with them. So suddenly in the hospital, one leader is mortally wounded, he rushes, along with him a whole mob comes. It is very, very important to give not only the service to that particular leader who is injured, but also to the mob to silence them. Otherwise, today's incidents, we are well known that if the mob becomes unruly, they may go to any extent to even burn the hospital. So it is very, very important that we have to include the service quality to the patient's relatives and near dear ones also. Healthcare facility with high service quality will meet patient needs and remain economically competitive. Absolutely. Improved service quality may increase economic competitiveness of the organization. Healthcare service quality can be related to service potential, for example, like doctors, nurses, workers qualifications, or service process, for example, like the quickness of a service, or for example, service result, like the patient's satisfaction. So these are the three important parts, you know, that the healthcare quality service have actually into it. So this is like, for example, you have doctors, nurses, workers, qualifications are important. Tomorrow, you know, you go to a MD, DM, radiologist, or maybe DM cardiologist, or you know, super specialist like skin surgeons. They will obviously give a better service than a medical graduate. So that is very important. Then quickness, it service processes. So if you are giving a very quick service in a jiffy to the patient, it will obviously improve the services. And patient satisfaction, obviously that is mandatory. The way nature of services implies that it must respond to the needs of the patient. Yes, the very nature is of the service is very, very important, because we should learn the patient's specific requirements. We should provide individualized and undivided attention and recognize the regular patient. This is very important. Certain patients comes to you repeatedly, dialysis patients. So for example, when you have insulin patients who come to you, you have to understand that once they come to you, that they are in a situation where they are in problems, and when they see you coming, they expect a kind of service from you, that you should actually recognize them. And you should not only recognize, but you should give individualized and undivided attention to them, because they want that. The service must meet or exceed the patient expectation, and that is very important, because this expectations of the patient, if you are exceeding, then only he can not only come to you regularly, but also he may wants to give you more and more, you know, he can call more and more colleagues, and he can recommend your hospital's name to the other people as well. So that is very, very important. The unique factors determining the patient satisfaction in service quality, what are those unique factors? Behavior of the staff, doctors, nurses. If you have a rude doctor, you will immediately understand that, or you will immediately, as a patient, you register that I am not going to him tomorrow. Simple. Image of the organization, absolutely. One image, one news about a hospital, bad news about a hospital in the papers, absolutely closes the door to the patients. Time, how long must a customer wait for a service? Obviously, you are waiting, see, you are the customer, the patient is a customer. He comes to your hospital, he is in a queue, and there are, if you cannot manage the queue, if you cannot manage the lines, if you cannot manage the customer service, you cannot manage the service given to them properly, he is going to complain. And timeliness, absolutely, if you are making a patient to wait for an x-ray for 5 hours, then there is something wrong in the process, and there is something wrong in the hospital. So this is what is very, very important. Convenience, access. Is the service easy to obtain? Fine, you have a hospital, you have a great hospital, but is it in the reach of the patients? Have you got a, if let us say, if there is a, if you have got a tertiary care hospital, okay, fine. You have all a tertiary care hospital and everything is there, all the super specialists are coming there, consultants are there, practices are there, and lot of things are there, machinery is there. Do you have an ambulance? Because if you don't have ambulance, and if you have a tertiary care hospital, how is it going to help the patient? Patient will dial your number and tell, okay doctor, my dad or my mom or my XYZ, my relation has got a heart attack. Please send an ambulance. And at that point of time, you would say, sorry sir, we don't have an ambulance. You could take this number and call this ambulance. Do you think the patient will come tomorrow or next time to this hospital? No. He will say, no, I will better go to a hospital which has got ambulance, because he gives me service better. And that is why convenience of a patient is very, very, very important. Courtesy. Do frontline employees greet the patient? And this is very important. Very important in the sense, you must have seen a very big, big hospitals are there, big names. And actually, when you as a patient go, obviously, first thing as a patient you have to do is go to the admin department and fill up some form. They will give either one. You must have seen. If the service is not proper, the persons may not be there only. Or else they must be busy in their own, you know, WhatsApp or, you know, talking to other people or chatting. And unfortunately, if you go at a time where there is a shift change, then they will make you wait and they will chit chat and change the shift, because another person will come instead of that person. So that is all the things which really blows you off. Are they neat and clean? Absolutely. If you don't see a proper smiling faces as a patient, as a customer, when you go to meet or as you go to admit your patient, you'll always be, you know, have a negative attitude. Yes, you'll always have a kind of a repulsion, I would say. Are the services people able to understand and appreciate all the patient needs? Patient is asking, okay, the cleaning is not done. Simple thing. Cleaning of that particular hospital bed is not done properly. Are those people of the hospital actually doing those things? If not, then there is a problem. Completeness. Is it complete? Is everything complete or half-heartedly work done? That is also important. Consistency. Again, are services delivered consistently? It is not that, you know, it should happen that, you know, at one time when the patient comes, first day when the patient comes, okay, patient is greeted and he is given the best service, and next time when the patient comes, he is not looked at for. No, that is not the way. Consistency proves you that you have to do a quality. Reliability. It involves consistency of the performance and dependability. Of course, if you are consistent, if you are giving good services again and again and again, then you are reliable. And the system, the hospital is reliable. For the patient, hospital is reliable. Competence. It involves the knowledge and the skills of personnel, research capability of the organization. Of course, the hospital should do a lot of research, should do different papers, should read different papers, should employ or implement certain practices. Then only it will help. The quality will be, actually, it would be interesting to actually go into the quality part. Proper tools and equipments used to provide service and physical facilities. Obviously, if you don't have proper tools and equipments, then how are you going to provide the service and physical facilities? If you don't have a CT scan, how can you actually, if you don't have a CT scan facility in your hospital, what is the point of calling a consultant just to make him write or advise a CT scan to a patient? He has to go to some other hospital. If you give this facility, yes, the patient can immediately go to the CT scan facility in your center and do it. Physical presentation of the service, absolutely. You have to have a presentable sitting arrangement, a presentable admin person over there, record keeping, you know, proper lighting. A patient, when he comes, he should feel at ease. Some magazines maybe to read, you know, because obviously a CT scan will take some time. So what do the people who are waiting there? Obviously they will look here and there, they will have to pass some time. So if you have some good knowledge articles over there, some magazines over there, it can be useful. Accuracy. This is the service performed accurately. And the first time and then every time. So you have to do it accurately. You have to be very, very, very accurate and improve accuracy every time. Responsiveness to unexpected problems. Absolutely. we have to be very, very responsive to quick reaction to unexpected problems. And it concerns basically what is the implication that you are responsive. That means you care for the person. You are concerned. You have exhibiting the willingness or readiness to actually help or to provide the service to the particular patient. And it also involves promptness. Are the service people able to communicate to the patients properly about the service process? That is a very good point actually. Because there are many times when you go to the hospital and ask, okay, I want some information about dialysis. And you go to a center where, you know, where a person is there, information is there. And many times you understand that he stares here, there, at this wall and at that wall. And then he stares at you, dumbfounded. And then you understand, poor person has not understood your question. Or he doesn't know. So you are, again you repeat the same question. Can you explain me the process of dialysis? Again the same procedure happens. Here, there, he looks here and there. But he is not able to explain. And then, because he doesn't know the process. And then he says to you, okay, you know, you go to this person. X person. Go to the next chamber. You know, he will tell you. You say, fine. You go to the next chamber. You ask the same thing. Result is same. He also doesn't know. Then he directs it to some other person. In this way, for one information, piece, small piece of information, you travel from pillar to post. You talk to 10 different people, but nobody gives you a single good answer. And at the end of the day, you are frustrated. You make up mind that I am not going to enter this hospital. And you come out. Credibility. Are the service people trustworthy? Are they trustworthy? Or are they, you know, just talking in air? Are they believable and honest? Is their work reliable and dependable? This part can be, you know, and I can actually relate this to the insurance people who are there in the healthcare facility or hospital facility. You must have known that bigger hospitals have got a lot of healthcare insurances and life insurances, part, etc. All these policies are there. But then, it is very, very important that they should give you correct information about all the policies. Do you have all those things? Especially cashback policies. That is very, very important. Safety. After the service is completed, is the safety of the patient assured? Is it seen? Is it important that you are knowledgeable about that? Is it important about safety? Yes, safety is important. Because if the patient's safety is not assured, why will the patient come to the hospital? Acceptability. Is the service acceptable to the patient? Is he or she happy with your work? Does it solve the patient's problems? Do you take too much time to restore patient's health every time? Very interesting, all these questions. Because, and the last point is very, very important. If you take too much time to restore patient's health every time, that means you are not medically qualified to give that patient treatment. And other parts are also very, very important. So, quality perceptions are derived from the comparison of before the service expectations of the customer and his actual service experience. They are derived from the service process and the service outcome. SERQUAL or RATER. It is a service quality framework. SERQUAL was developed in the mid-1980s by Zethamal, Parsuraman and Berry. SERQUAL means to measure the scale of quality in the service sectors. It was originally measured in 10 aspects of service quality. So it is a rater, it's a type of rater, which actually is a quality framework which was developed in these 1980s, right? And this actually measures the quality. So let us say how more information about this rater or servqual: reliability, responsiveness, competence, access, courtesy, communication, credibility, security, understanding, the customer and tangibles. What it can be measured and what cannot be measured. All these points are to be rated. And obviously when you go in a hotel, when you have something, you are always asked a feedback. Same way, this is also service industry. It measures the gap between patient's expectations and the experience. The basic assumptions of the measurement was that customers can evaluate a firm's service quality by comparing the perceptions with their expectations. So that is the measurement, or that is the rater, how you can rate a particular. Because if you see, if a patient comes and he is not happy with your reliability, he thinks that the doctor is not reliable or the service is not reliable, he goes to CT scan stops in between. Responsiveness, again, the responsiveness is not good. You are calling doctor n number of times, doctor is not responding. Competence, doctor is not competent enough. You are getting all multiple, you have been shown different consultants, but different consultants are talking different things and you are not getting treated. So all these things are very, very important. So you see a 5-star over here actually. So you can see the tangibles: reliability, empathy, and assurance and responsiveness. So these are the 5 stars. So tangibles, reliability, empathy, assurance and responsiveness are the 5 stars, or 5 pointed points I would say, of this star. And if you take all the points and make them sharp, this star of servqual will shine much more brightly. And authors had refined this model to the useful acronym RATER. So that is why actually RATER. So R you can actually call for reliability, A for assurance, T for tangible, E for empathy, and R for responsiveness. And that is why servqual is also called as RATER. So reliability, now we will talk about these 5 important points which can make a healthcare as a star. Reliability, delivering on promise. If you have promised something, deliver it. Don't be a political leader, you promise something, you deliver something. It involves consistency of performance and dependability. Assurance, courtesy, are the service people trustworthy, are they believable and honest? Are you assured of a particular service? That is what is assured. Tangibles, they are defined as the appearance of service facilities, equipment, personnel and communication material. In fact, tangibles are nothing but all the services and processes and the equipments that are used to give you healthcare. Empathy, obviously, if you don't feel certain things, if you don't feel empathy towards your patients, how are you going to treat them? So empathy is nothing but treating customers as individuals, caring, individual attention the firm provides to the customers. Responsiveness, absolutely. Can the service personnel react quickly? Can they immediately react to your problems, immediately react to your issues, immediately react if you are highlighting certain risks? It always involves promptness. Gap model. The service quality model, or the GAP model, developed by a group of authors, Parsuraman, Zaithami and Berry at Texas and North Carolina in the year 85, highlights the main requirements for delivering a high service quality. It identifies the 5 gaps that cause unsuccessful delivery. Patients generally have a tendency to compare the service, the experience, with the service they expect. Like for example, if a patient has already got a very good service in Apollo Hospital, they would expect the same service in a similar kind of hospital. So let us say there is a Singhani hospital over there and they went into Singhani hospital. Both are good 5-star hospitals. So if the service they are getting in Apollo is good, they have got a benchmark in the patient's mind. They will expect the same. The patient will accept the same, expect the same treatment in the other like Singhani hospital. So if the experience does not match, there arises a gap. So the expectation is less. This is a gap model. And that is everywhere. And that is absolutely everywhere. Gap one, gap between patient expectation and management perception. This gap arises when management does not correctly perceive what the patient wants. So for example, patients may want that he should have quick service. Patient may want that when I call a consultant, he should be available immediately. Okay? If he is not available, some other person should be available to talk to him. Okay? Sometimes the patients, there can be expectation that the AC should be working 24 hours. Okay? So these are all minor expectations. And if the management doesn't understand all these things, let us say, if the patient has been given some room where the AC is not working, he will always complain first. But if the complaint is not taken care of, then the patient will feel that he is not giving the service. Gap 2. Gap between management perception and service quality specification. Here the management might correctly perceive what the patient wants, but may not set a performance standard. So for example would be that hospital administrators may tell the nurse to respond fast, but may not specify how fast. That is also one thing. So they may tell, okay, you know, you have to, because there is no clear measurement or clear quality. Like for example, there was in terms of this, I can remember one example which is again an analogy. Like to improve the service, quality, one telephone operator's company had put down a protocol that for a particular person, telephone operator, to attend that particular, you know, do his or her job perfectly, she or he has to attend the telephone call within 3 rings to give the maximum service. So the telephone call should not ring more than 3 rings, and that actually improved the number of calls, the number of service requests that they got, and the quality that they improved upon. So, but they had set a standard. Similar kind of standards can be set in different aspects, in different processes. Gap 3, gap between service quality specification and service delivery. This gap may be arise due to owing to the service personnel. Like for example, service quality specification is very simple, that let us say the ward boy should come and clean the room every 4 hours, but is not been done. Poor training, incapability or unwillingness to meet the set service standard. Patient will start complaining, he only comes twice. So that is where is the gap 3. Gap 4, gap between the service delivery and external communication. Consumer expectations are highly influenced by statements made by company representatives and advertisement. Absolutely. And for this, I would like to give you an example. What happens? I still remember that day when one of the leaders in a place was actually, he was admitted in the hospital, and obviously as the leader was admitted in the hospital, obviously there was a lot of fanfare following him, and then obviously because of that the entire hospital was on the cable, because at that particular time it was no 24 hours, TV was not there. It was the days of cable TV where, you know, all those big shots were shown on the cable, even pictures or movies were shown on the cable. You had to take the license of the cable, membership of the cable people, and, you know, see on the video. So those were the days. So at that particular time, this hospital was shown, the dean of the hospital was obviously very, very happy to share the information. And one press reporter had asked the question, okay, how is the leader doing? So at that particular time, they immediately, you know, without wasting time, the dean said, no, he is doing fine, he will be up and, you know, running, improvement is there, a lot of improvement is going on. Suddenly, within 24 hours, the leader died. The uproar or the, I would say, the effect of this contradictory statement was so huge and so unexpected that, and people were actually, the mob, the huge mob was there in thousands, obviously, of course, the, you know, near the hospital or inside the hospital. They started ransacking entire hospital. And finally, the hospital was burned to flames. Just because they could not communicate proper things at proper time. The gap arises when these assumed expectations are not fulfilled at the time of delivery. And one of the examples that I have already cited. Another would be hospital printed on the brochure may have clean and furnished rooms. But in reality, you know, they are poorly maintained. So again, you know, lots of expectations. Gap 5, gap between expected service and experienced service. This gap arises when the consumer misinterprets the service quality. The physician may keep visiting the patients to show and ensure care, but a patient may interpret this as an indication that something is really wrong, which is fine, which is correct. Sometimes the physician, you know, visits because he has finished some round. He will come to you and say, hello, how are you? Is it okay? How are you feeling? Is everything okay? Patient will feel, why is he visiting me every time? There must be some problem. So there is a gap of, you know, expectation. So all these, you know, all these things, all these, while when we were talking about quality and customer and quality. So the message is very simple. Today, healthcare has got customers, and they have to be given quality healthcare. That's it. Internal and external customers' delight is the goal of our life. And the customer's perception of the degree to which the customer's requirements have been fulfilled. And so, we must know what are the requirements and what are their perceptions. Keeping the word of promise is also a part of this. Maintaining good image, character, truthfulness, punctuality, sincerity is also part of this. If you don't have all these qualities, nobody will come to you. No patient will, you know, have a very good relationship with the doctor. In business, we shall strive to delight all our customers by continuing in improving service quality and workmanship. So that is very, very important. Giving service to the patient and keeping in mind, all these points are very, very important. Thank you.